Unit 1. Text A.
Winston Churchill. His other life. My father, Winston Churchill, began his love affair with painting in his 40s, amid disastrous circumstances. As First Lord of the Admiralty in 1915, he had been deeply involved in a campaign in the Dardanelles that could have shortened the course of a bloody world war. But when the mission failed, with great loss of life, Churchill paid the price, both publicly and privately. He was removed from the Admiralty and lost his position of political influence. Overwhelmed by the disaster, I thought he would die of grief, said his wife Clementine. He retired with his family to Hoe Farm, a country retreat in Surrey. There, as Churchill later recalled, the muse of painting came to my rescue. One day when he was wandering in the garden, he chanced upon his sister-in-law sketching with watercolors. He watched her for a few minutes, then borrowed her brush and tried his hand. And the muse worked her magic. From that day forward, Winston was in love with painting. Delighted with anything that distracted Winston from the dark thoughts that overwhelmed him, Clementine rushed off to buy whatever paints and materials she could find. Watercolors, oil paints, paper, canvas, Hoe Farm was soon filled with everything a painter could want or need. Painting and oils turned out to be Winston's great love, but the first steps were strangely difficult. He contemplated the blank whiteness of his first canvas with unaccustomed nervousness. He later recalled, "Very hesitantly, I selected a tube of blue paint, and with infinite precaution, made a mark about as big as a bean on the snow-white field. At that moment, I heard the sound of a motor car in the drive and threw down my brush in a panic. I was even more alarmed when I saw who stepped from the car. The wife of Sir John Lavery, the celebrated painter who lived nearby. Painting, she declared. What fun! But what are you waiting for? Let me have the brush, the big one. She plunged into the paints, and before I knew it, she had swept several fierce strokes and slashes of blue on the absolutely terrified canvas. Anyone could see it could not hit back. I hesitated no more. I seized the largest brush and fell upon my wretched victim with wild fury. I have never felt any fear of a canvas since. Lavery, who later tutored Churchill in his art, said of his unusual pupil's artistic abilities, "Had he chosen painting instead of politics, he would have been a great master with the brush." In painting, Churchill had discovered a companion with whom he was to walk for the greater part of his life. Painting would be his comfort when, in 1921, the death of his mother was followed 2 months later by the loss of his and Clementine's beloved 3-year-old daughter, Marigold. Overcome by grief, Winston took refuge at the home of friends in Scotland, and in his painting. He wrote to Clementine, "I went out and painted a beautiful river in the afternoon light, with red and golden hills in the background. Many loving thoughts. Alas, I keep feeling the hurt of Marigold." Life and love and hope slowly revived. In September 1922, another child was born to Clementine and Winston. Myself. In the same year, Winston bought Chartwell, the beloved home he was to paint in all its different aspects for the next 40 years. My father must have felt a glow of satisfaction when in the mid-1920s he won first prize in a prestigious amateur art exhibition held in London. Entries were anonymous, and some of the judges insisted that Winston's picture, one of his first of Chartwell, was the work of a professional, not an amateur, and should be disqualified. But in the end, they agreed to rely on the artist's honesty and were delighted when they learned that the picture had been painted by Churchill. Historians have called the decade after 1929, when Winston again fell from office, his barren years. Politically barren they may have been, and his lonely voice struggled to awaken Britain to the menace of Hitler. But artistically, those years bore abundant fruit. Of the 500-odd Churchill canvases in existence, roughly half date from 1930 to 1939. Painting remained a joy to Churchill to the end of his life. "Happy are the painters," he had written in his book, Painting as a Pastime, "for they shall not be lonely. Light and color, peace and hope, will keep them company to the end of the day." And so it was for my father.